Hello, mamas. Yay! Welcome back to the Mindset Mama podcast. I hope you are not upset with me. I know that I went an entire week without putting out a new podcast. Actually, it was over a week because the last episode came out last Wednesday and it is now Monday. So, whoops, my bad. Actually, no, I'm not apologizing. I did it for a reason. I was at a place where I just did not have any creative flow coming to me. I was coming up with ideas for things I could record for the podcast, but they just weren't things that I was really feeling super passionate about. And I know you guys have heard me say this before, but I only want to give you content that is going to make you say hell yes. I want you to feel my energy. I want you to feel my vibes through the screen, through your phone, through your whatever you are listening with. And I knew that if I were to record a podcast that week, just to record a podcast and put it out to say I did it, then it would not be the level of content that I am really okay with providing you. I want only the best for you. And so I decided to use last week as just a time to kind of reflect and just get my energy back up, get my creativity back flowing. And that is exactly what happened. Last week was Savvy's birthday, which is another reason why I didn't really get, any podcasts out because my brain was just so focused on getting through the week. I was in a really sad place watching her turn two. No, I wasn't sad. It was just very emotional for me. I don't know about any other mamas, but if you have a child that is two or older, is it just me or is it harder when they turn two than when they turn one? I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I had such a hard time, just accepting that she's now two. It blew my mind that like my baby is not a baby anymore. Like she's a full blown toddler now. When she turned one, it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my baby is one, but she was still like a baby. She was still like barely talking, barely walking, like all those things. She still really felt like a baby. But now that she's two, all I see is like a big girl. Like I don't see any baby left in her. Like she is talking up a storm, having full blown conversations. She is running and doing like all the big kid stuff now, playing with like big kid toys. Like all her baby toys are like put up. Like she doesn't even want to play with them anymore. And that was just so sad for me to watch. Like I just want my baby. No, it's such a bittersweet feeling watching her grow up and become like her own little person. But at the same time, like knowing that I'm never going to have that little squishy baby anymore again. Like she's now just, it's only going up from here. She's only going to get bigger and bigger. Duh, that's how life works. But you know, I know my mamas feel me. I know y'all get what I'm saying. But anyways, that was totally off topic. But what I'm, you know, was getting at was that I was just not in a creative flow. But throughout the week, you know, just different things came up that really gave me some good content to provide you guys with now. So I'm super excited to record some new episodes for you guys. So be on the lookout for some great stuff coming at you these next few weeks. I am super jazzed to give you guys some good stuff. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode.
You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go.
All right, you guys. So today's episode is actually inspired by Savvy's birthday party. So I was just talking about how she turned two this past week. And we had her birthday party on Saturday. And if you follow me on Instagram at TheTiffanyWynn, if you are not following me on Instagram, what are you doing with your life, girlfriend? Go follow me. It's at TheTiffanyWynn, last name W-Y-N-N. I know there's a million and one ways you can spell win, but mine is W-Y-N-N at TheTiffanyWynn. Go follow me right now, ASAP. Stop what you're doing. Go follow me and then come back. Anyways, I gave you guys like a little snippet, a little pep talk about what was happening that day. And I got so much amazing feedback, so many messages from people saying, thank you for sharing that. And just giving me all kinds of, I needed that, and just tons of messages. So I thought, you know what? I just was able to give you guys a little preschool version of that talk. Now I want to give you guys the university level bachelor degree, real deal talk around that. And so if you follow me, then you know what I'm talking about. But what we're going to be talking about today is how to not let outside circumstances penetrate you internally. How not to let the things that happen in your life on the outside, the chaos, the storms, the trouble, the problems that might come up in your life, how to not let those things derail you internally, derail your thoughts, derail your emotions, derail your mindset. How can you stay strong and positive despite what may come your way, right? Okay, so on Saturday, I gave you guys just a little bit of a talk about what was going on that day. So Savvy's birthday party was on Saturday. We were having it at our house. We planned on blowing up a little bounce house. We planned on barbecuing and having some tables and chairs outside so people could just hang out there. We live in Texas, so it is already very sunny and very hot. Perfect for like barbecue weather. But of course, you know what? It starts to rain. And I'm not just talking about like sprinkle rain. It got pretty bad around noon that day. The party was at 4. So as we're setting up and it's pouring down, raining outside, it's starting to lightning. It's starting to light. How do you say that? Lightning? It's starting to lightning. Does that make sense? Is that right? I don't know. But there's starting to be lightning outside and it's thundering. And I have to take a second that day and just stop and reflect. And I was just like, dang, girl, you are on point today. Because I realized how freaking calm, how just at ease I was about having the party despite the weather. And if you would have asked me 2 years ago how I would have reacted to that situation, oh girl, it would not have been pretty. I would have been so stressed out. I would have been so upset. Maybe there would have even been tears. I would have been just so upset about it raining the day of her party. It would have ruined the day for me. I would have gotten into a negative mindset. I probably would have been snapping at my husband because I got irritable, because I would have been stressed and overwhelmed. And so it probably would have ruined his day because he would have gotten stressed because I was stressed and snapping at him. And it probably would have, you know, Savvy probably would have felt that energy and been in a bad mood herself. And you know, our guests probably wouldn't have had a good time because they would have noticed and felt that negative energy penetrating through our entire household, and it would have ruined the day. I would have let the rain happening ruin the entire party if this would have been 2 years ago. But guess what? Saturday was awesome. If you follow me on Instagram, then you got to see some of the pictures and all of the behind the scenes stuff. But it was so much fun. Everybody had a ton of fun. It turned out great. Like almost even better than I even imagined it. Like I had pretty high expectations of how it was going to turn out because that's just the way my mindset works and I always think the best of everything. But it turned out even better. Like we had 55 people RSVP. So this wasn't going to be like a small shindig. Like we have a ton of friends that already have kids and stuff. So we had like and we have pretty big families. And so we had like 14 kids RSVP plus like tons of adults, their parents and everything, our friends. And we had, so it wasn't going to be like a small thing. And so normally I would have been freaking out. How are we going to fit 55 people in our house with no outside because it's been raining? How are we going to keep 14 kids occupied and entertained inside of our house? But you guys, it was so good. We ended up just bringing some of Savvy's toys down and kind of pushed our furniture around in the living room to make a little big open space for them to just kind of play. We opened up the garage. My mom brought a tent. So everyone just kind of rallied. We put the tables and chairs in the garage instead of outside so people could like hang out in the garage too. And it was so good. And we had so much fun. Savvy had a freaking blast. It was like the best day ever for her. And I have zero doubt that it was because I set the intention that day that it was going to be a freaking good day. When it started raining, I said, you know what? It is what it is. I cannot control what is going on outside. Literally, it is raining and I have zero control over what the weather does today. That is all on God. And I could pray, I could manifest whatever, but God is in control. And he said that he wanted it to rain on Saturday. So I was like, okay, God, I see you. That's okay. Like, we're still going to have a great time. It's still going to be amazing. And like my mother-in-law even said, do you guys want to reschedule for tomorrow? And I was like, no, we're going to have a blast. It's going to be fine. Like, it is what it is. Whoever's going to show up is going to be here. They're going to be present. We're going to celebrate. We're going to, you know, enjoy Savvy turning two. And it's going to be a good day. And guess what? Almost every single person that RSVP'd, maybe like two families that said that they were coming, did not come. And it was incredible. And we even had like some people who didn't RSVP, maybe like last minute, we were like, hey, just make sure you come by, that kind of thing, even showed up. So guys, there was literally at least 55 people that came. Like if I sat down and count, I haven't counted, but it turned out incredible. It was so good. People showed up. People showed out. It was so much fun. Everyone enjoyed themselves and it just worked out. And it's because of my mindset. And so the moral of that story is that you cannot let outside circumstances control what happens internally with you. Because the second that you do that, the second you let the things that happen outside in your life control the way you feel, that's when you are going to start feeling like crap all the time. That's when you're going to be unhappy all the time. That's when you are going to be stressed out all the time. That's when you're going to be overwhelmed all the time because you're letting other things control you. And guess what, guys? Life is not perfect. And so obviously things are going to happen that don't go in your favor. That's just the way life is. Like, everything is not going to work out amazing for you. I'm not the mindset mama because my life is perfect and because nothing bad ever happens in my life. I'm the mindset mama because no matter what happens in my life, I rise a freaking above it. I don't let crap dictate the way I feel. I don't let crap dictate my energy. I don't let crap dictate my mindset. I get to choose, and so do you. You get to choose how you feel every day. You get to choose every single morning when you wake up what kind of day you're going to have. You get to choose every single day if you are going to be happy, joyful, positive, or if you're going to be stressed and anxious and overwhelmed and depressed and sad. You get to make the choice. And the way that you decide is saying, you know what, despite what might come my way today, I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to look at the glasses being half full. I'm going to be grateful no matter what. That's how you create a life that is full of joy, a motherhood experience that is with ease. I know that being a mom is hard. Yes, it is hard AF. We know that. That is not like a myth. Like, it's for real hard. But stress and hard are not synonymous. Motherhood can be hard without it being stressful. Motherhood can be hard without it being, you know, a negative experience. And I work with moms all the time that love being moms, but they hate the motherhood experience. They're like, I love my kids, they're amazing, but mom life sucks. Like, it's hard and it's crappy. And I'm like, why? Why does it feel that way though? It does not have to be that way. You can be a mom and you can freaking love the crap out of that experience. You can be a mom and you can wake up every single day and be like, yes, I get to be a mom today. Rather than being like, crap, here we go again, another day of me being a mom and having to take care of, you know, all these people. It could be easy. It could be fun. It could be joyful. It can be awesome. And it all is decided by you. It is all decided by your mindset. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. You get to choose. When I found out that my son had anencephaly and it was a fatal diagnosis, it meant that I was pregnant with a baby that I was never going to get to, raise. I was pregnant with a baby that was going to pass away as soon as he was born. When I got that diagnosis, I could have stayed in a place that was depressed and anxious and sad, and I could have let that control me for the rest of my life. And nobody would have blamed me, right? Nobody would have been like, oh my gosh, here she goes again. She is just so negative. She's just so upset. People would have been like, oh, she's been through a lot. She's had a really tough time. It's okay. Let her grieve. Let her be sad. And I did for a couple of years there. I let that those negative emotions, I let that grief, I let that sorrow, I let that depression control my life. I had zero control over what happened with my son. I had zero control over his diagnosis. There was nothing I could have done to change that. That was just something, that was just the hand I was dealt in life. God, you know, saw fit for me to have this happen. And I don't blame God. I don't blame anyone. It was just something that happened. And I know without a doubt that that happened because I needed to step up and help other mamas understand what I'm talking about right now. That despite that situation that was not in my control, despite that circumstance that was not favorable, that was upsetting, that was hard AF, I rose above it. And I decided, you know what? This is hard. This is so hard. But I don't want to be depressed anymore. This is so hard. But I don't want to be sad anymore. I don't want to feel like crap anymore. I don't want to wake up and wish my day was away anymore. I don't want to be mean to my husband anymore. I don't want any of those things anymore. I don't want to be not present with my daughter who is here with me and that I can love. I don't want to feel that way anymore because I'm just so upset about what happened. That's an outside circumstance that happened that I chose to change my mindset around. And I know that's an extreme situation there compared to some rain on a birthday party. But that's exactly what I want you guys to see, that it could be something as little as rain on a birthday party or something as big as losing a child, that you can choose how you react to that situation. You get to choose how your mindset goes through that situation. You get to choose your emotions around that situation, and you get to choose your thoughts around that situation. And the second that I decided, you know what? I'm never going to let something that happens outside of my life, something that happens that I cannot control, an outside circumstance that I cannot literally change what's going to happen. I'm going to choose to be positive about it. I'm going to choose to have joy through it. I'm going to choose to react in a way that makes me feel good. The second that you decide that, the second that you choose that, you unlock the life that feels good. You unlock joy. You unlock peace. Can I get an amen for some peace up in here? When you are at peace, through the storm, you are going to be able to stand in the middle of the tornado. I'm not like really sciencey, but I do know that in a tornado, the center of the tornado is called the eye of the storm. And it's where there is like peace and calm inside of that tornado. So all around the tornado, it's whipping and it's tearing everything up around it. But in the middle, there's calm. That's where I want to be. That's where I am. And that's where I want you to be too. I want you to be in the eye of the storm. So no matter what's going on around you, that storm can be whipping and tearing up everything around you, but you stand with peace. You stand with calm. You stand with joy. You stand with positivity. And you're able to look out and see everything just crumbling around you, but you're at peace. The second that you can do that, girlfriend, life gets so freaking good. I cannot even tell you. When you stop letting outside circumstances control the way you feel, oh girl, you are going to wake up every single day ready. You are going to go to bed at night every single day feeling good, not feeling like crap, not feeling like a failure, not feeling like life sucks. If that is what you want, then you have to stop letting outside circumstances control the way that you react to things inside. Amen. Amen. I know. Listen to me, girl. I know that what I just laid down on you was some tough loving, but sometimes you gotta get real. And that is the real deal. I just got super real with you because I know that you want, if you are listening to this podcast and you've made it this far, I know that you are saying, I want to feel better, right? Because you would not still be listening to this if you already felt like freaking amazing all the time, right? You probably would like turn this off halfway through and be like, shh, I already know this crap. I'm art. Girl, you ain't telling me nothing new, right? Like you are listening to this because you're like, yes, I get you, Tiffany. I feel that. Amen. Give me more. Yes, please, more. Savvy says that all the time. She's like, more, please, more. Yes, if that is you, you are like Savvy right now. And you are saying, more, please, mama, more, please. And I feel you. I feel you. And I want to give you more. I am going to give you more. And if you are saying, how the heck does she do this? How the heck did she go from feeling like crap all the time, from being so negative, seeing the worst in every situation, because that was me, you guys, and my marriage was on the rocks because I was like tearing my husband apart every single day because I was always in a crappy mood and I was, you know, just not being the mama and the wife that I wanted to be. How did I go from that to where I am now, to rising above every single situation, to literally rewiring my brain to gravitate towards positivity, to gravitate towards good, to gravitate towards thinking of the glass as being half full instead of half empty? How did I do that? Well, I'm going to teach you, girl. I am doing a 10-day mindset makeover training, and it's going to be happening right in your Facebook inbox. So like you don't even have to go anywhere. You ain't got to join another Facebook group for this. You are going to get the trainings every single day for 10 days right into your Facebook inbox. How cool is it freaking that? I'm doing this because I got such crazy feedback whenever I shared this on my Instagram stories. And I realized how many mamas want to have that same kind of thought process, want to be able to think the way I thought through things during the storm on Savvy's birthday party. If that's you, if you're like, I want to be able to think like Tiffany, I want to rewire my brain to naturally gravitate towards a positive mindset, towards positive emotions. If you are saying, I am sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, I am sick of tired of feeling like crap, I'm sick of tired of being upset and stressed and worked up over every little thing that happens in my life, And I want to be able to rise above everything. I want to be able to look at situations and see the good. Then you want to get in this training. I'm going to be giving you all of my mindset hacks, all of my tips, all of the goods to help you achieve that, to achieve exactly that. You are going to walk away from these 10 days with a new mindset, a mindset that leaves you feeling like the mama that you have always desired to be. If you are saying, yes, give me this, I want more, tell me how I can think like Tiffany, then you can go to the details in this podcast. So you click the little details button and it will give you the link where you can sign up for this. Or you can go to my Instagram at TheTiffanyWynn and click the link at my bio and you will see the link right there to click and sign up. You guys, this 10-day training is only $9.99. So I am giving you all of my hacks, all of my tips, my best advice, my best training on how you can reframe your brain, you guys, for literally 99 cents a day. And if you are like, I ain't paying that for that, then girlfriend, I don't know what to tell you. You just keep on being sad. You just keep on being depressed. You just keep on being anxious. You just keep on being stressed and overwhelmed. Because if you are not willing to change your mindset for 99 cents a day, girl, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to help you then. You might as well just click off and say bye. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, if you are not willing to invest in yourself, mama, then you, it's time to do some deep inner work here and think about why you are afraid of investing in yourself. It's time for you to look a little bit deeper and say, what is going on inside of me that is making me feel like I am not worthy of making this investment in myself to become a happier, healthier, more at ease mama? If you at any point in your day get worked up, if you feel yourself getting stressed out over the smallest things, if you are stressed, if you are depressed, if you are anxious, and you will not spend 99 cents a day for 10 days to help you feel happier, to help you have more joy, to help you feel more at ease, then mama, you got to look a little bit deeper in yourself and say, why am I not willing to do that for myself? What is going on? And if that's you and you're like, I don't get it. Why do I not want to do this? I know I want to do this deep down inside, but I can't bring myself to push the button. If that's how you're feeling, please send me a message on Instagram so we can kind of work through what is holding you back from feeling worthy of making this investment in yourself. Please message me before you count yourself out, because I want to help walk you through and help you identify where that limiting belief is coming up that says that you're not good enough to make this investment in yourself. If you're feeling that way, please DM me at TheTiffanyWynn. But anyways, we're going to be starting next week. So go ahead and get signed up. Share this with your mama friends who need this too. Screenshot this. Add it to your Instagram stories. Tag me. Let me know what you loved about today's episode. Let me know when you are signed up for the Mindset Makeover training. When you are all signed up and you're in, go ahead and screenshot your message that says that you're in so I can shout you out, so I can share some love with you, so I can be like, yes, I'm so proud of you for saying yes, that you're ready to change your mindset. And let's do this thing. I'm so excited. I'm literally shaking in my seat right now. I'm doing my dance and I am excited for you. Let's do this, mama. You are worthy. You deserve this. Your family deserves this, right? Because as soon as you change, your entire family changes. And that is like the best gift that you could ever give your family. All right, girlfriend, let's do this. I will talk to you later. Peace out.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media. And be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again for listening.